Love Talk Radio.
One time for Grudge Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country as Cold Killer Chris Tootin Productions present the final hit at the Macon National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payouts with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 29 inches and 315 drag radial tire only. Any power adder, any suspension, no wheelie bars, 8-car minimum. Hope you got enough. $5,000 payout. 28-inch tire shootout, 28 inches or 275 drag radial only. Any power adder, stock suspension, 8-car minimum, $2,500 payout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. $3,000 purse, invitation only, 8-car minimum. Open grudge racing and test and tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
This is Pierce from Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Biz. This ain't Lil Tony. Yeah, y'all know y'all thought I was going to get some Michigan flavor, but I'm calling in to host the show. All 313 numbers will not get in tonight because I don't want to hear about no damn Jimbo. I don't want to hear about no Jimbo winning no damn against no small black Petey. So anybody with a 313-248, what up, 586, all those 734, yeah, I know all your area codes. So any of y'all with those type of area codes will not get on tonight. This is the Chicago Grudge Line. We changing it up. This is the Chicago. I don't care if you're from Alabama, I'm going to let you in. I'm going to let you in from Florida. Anybody can get in. 706 is 630-404s. We're going to get you in. We're going to get you in promptly. If I make a mistake and get one of these 313s in, I will quickly mute their mics because I do not, again, I do not want to hear about no Jimbo winning against no small block Petey, Petey small block. I don't want to hear it tonight. So with that being said, first caller up, 630-8765. Your mic is open. 630-449-8765. Your mic is open. Hello?
What up, Biz?
What up? What up? Who this?
This is Danny.
What's going on, Danny?
Nothing. I'm laughing at you. Said you don't hear nothing about that Jimbo and small box stuff. You know them boys got them lines. They got them one buttons. They holding them down till they break.
Hey, man, listen, man, all I see is 313s on the board, and I will not be letting their mics in tonight. Hey, that's what you call a true hater, man. I'm straight up hater. I don't want to hear that nonsense. I don't want to hear it, Danny.
What's going on down in Mississippi?
You know what? I haven't got any type of updates yet. I'm sure we're going to get several updates tonight. Actually, somebody is pushing the one button, and I don't know if they're Detroit, but we will find out. I will mute their mic real quick, so let me let them in. 111-111-111. Your mic is open. Your mic is open, 111. Guess you called in private. Okay, well, I'm going to quickly mute your mic. But you know, man, you know I ain't got no hater in me, man. Let me say this before I open the mic. Congratulations, Jimbo. You went down there. You took care of your business. You did what you supposed to do. You turned on that W, collected that cash, and you made it back home safe. That's what gangsters do. That's what boss players do. So, Jimbo, we really congratulate you from the Midwest for going down there. Grudge Inc. congratulate you. Fat Old Keo tell you to walk softly because we coming for that money, chump. So in the meantime, 313-2850, your mic is open.
Talk to me, Biz. Jimbo.
hey, I know you was laughing when I said that. What's going on?
Man, talk to me, Biz. Is this your show, man? This your show? You taking over?
I'm taking over. No. Actually, Tony down there in Holly Springs taking care of his business. He down there trying to win that cash. So I know his mind ain't on no show. His mind on cutting that light, turn on that W. So I'm just helping him out.
That's right. So you see, Vince, you know what the show is gonna be about. It's gonna be about Team Jimbo right now, and the Never Scared crew.
Yes, sir.
Hold on one second,
Danny. I muted your mic. Get a lot of background noise, Danny. So I'll open you back up in a minute. But go ahead, Jimbo.
And I'd like to congratulate Jimbo on his win, on his victory.
Yes, sir.
Biz, I hate to say this, Biz, but I think you're next. He's coming for you next.
That is his plan. That is his plan. But I have a surprise for Jimbo. And he will see it down in Macon, Georgia. The zoo. November 3rd. That's all I got to say.
When you say the zoo, is it going to be two animals going at this?
Man, it's going to be a pack of animals. Because I mean, this is I got races lined up, and I have a direct order how I want them to take place. So I got a hit list, and I'm gonna go down that list. That's my plan. You know, sometimes plan.
Can you tell a grud world who is on that list?
First up on that list is. In the meantime, let me go ahead and open up Chemo because I know Chemo going to have something to say. Chemo, your mic is open. But the first one on that list.
Don't hang your way. I'm just listening.
All right. The first one on that list is Butt Naked. First one, I have to be in the staging lanes by 3 o'clock on Butt Naked. Second on that list is Lil Tony the Bumblebee. He has one and one. He got one and one. He got the back tie and the clip. Third on that list is Chemo, Sub-Zero. We gonna play.
Why you ain't put me first, man?
Well, you know what? We can go first if you want to. The track open at 9 o'clock. You know, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. You like to test till you get right.
We ain't gonna.
We don't
keep it in that order. I just.
Right. I mean, when you're ready, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't within like 45 minutes of Butt Naked, we can go.
I ain't gonna. Put no pressure on nobody.
No. What I'm saying is the track open at 9. Being Butt Naked ain't got to be in the staging lanes to 3. So from all the way to 9 to 1, we can get it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Being after Chemo is Jimbo. And after Jimbo, I'm going at some white boys.
Okay. I'm gonna be over here, man. I'm gonna mute this mic. When I give it a little free time, I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
All right.
So that is my plan, Meatball. That is my plan. You know.
All right.
So
is it? Well, you know, you going down there, man, in enemy territory, man. You know, is it gonna be any left for Tony, Jimbo, and Chemo?
From when I'm running Butt Naked?
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I'm going to beat the hell out of Butt Naked, man. You know what? Honestly, man, if Butt Naked see me shake down, the man going to pay the punk out. That's what I got him. When I locked in the race, I figured I was just going to win $500. Honestly. I don't think the man going to go. You know?
Can we get the champion on the phone, the champ?
I see a 706 number, but they ain't got the hand up. I don't know if that's Butt Naked or not. Butt Naked, if you're online, press 1.
I'm talking about the North champ. I'm talking about Mr. Jimbo.
Oh, Jimbo. Well, No, he ain't. No, I can't call him the champ now. He a bad man, but I ain't gonna call him a champ. To me and him lock horns. He don't consider me no champ, and I don't consider him no champ. But Jimbo was online. But he's online. He ain't pressed the one button. So, but I do want to tell you that if he did not hear, I congratulate Jimbo for taking care of his business. Went down there and did what he was supposed to do. Cut that tree, turn on that W, collect that cash, and get back home safely. He did it in that order.
Said Jimbo went down and did a home invasion.
Yes, he did. Hey, man, that speaks volumes when someone can go into your house, your track, make two hits, and tell you he ready and cut your head off. That speaks volumes, you know.
Yes,
but,
sir.
You know, honestly, really, real talk, a track is a track. If you're familiar with a tree, you just got to cut that tree down and just hit that quarter mile. So, you know, but, you know, only good advantage of the track, if it's not a good track, you know how to tune your car to the track. So, evidently, he must didn't know how to tune his car to the track because he knocked the tires off. So, you know. Yeah. But in the meantime, we do have another 313 call on here. 313-6547. Your mic is open.
What's up, Miz? What's up, Meatball?
What's going on, my brother?
Yeah, this is Big Fred. Just calling into the show, see what's going on, and congratulate Jimbo on his victory, you know. And, hey, Biz, that Sunday after the third, was y'all guys planning on going somewhere else besides?
You know what? We may go to another track. It will not be the House of Hook.
Okay.
It won't be South Carolina. You know,
okay.
If it's something in the surrounding area somebody want to go to on the way back home, you know, that's perfectly fine with us if we need to travel, you know. But if it's some unsettled grudges that we can do the next day, then that's what we'll do. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, we can get all the Midwest races off in that one day. You know, if I want to stay over and play with the white boys, then that's that.
The zoo will be open that Sunday too, as well.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so we can stay and play there too, then.
Oh, no doubt. That is the plan.
Well, that sounds like a winner. Okay, I'll just sit back and listen to the show, man. And like I said, hopefully everything go good this Saturday coming up, and we'll do our thing down there.
Yeah, man, that's the plan, man. We want as much participation from Midwest to go down there as possible. So hopefully Jimbo gonna be there. Hopefully Greg will show up. Hopefully Aaron and them bring Yellow Thang or some other cars from up here so we can all have fun and do what we do.
Hey, look, you sure Butt Naked going to engage? Because I listened to him another night on Mississippi Joe show, and he sounded like his woman told him he couldn't play this weekend. So I don't know if he could be able to play next weekend.
I could care less. You know, as long as he's sitting at deposit. Oh, I'm going to his front door. Oh, I'm going to his front door. They better not know his address. Yeah, I'm going to his front door. You know,
okay.
So, you know, like I told you, when I booked the race, he wasn't even ready. He wasn't even out. So I'm thinking but he's out. So, you know, he's out. His car's out.
Hey, look,
his car's running.
And you're locked in. Everybody use your name. Are you already locked in?
Oh, we locked in. Yeah. We are only one we are not locked in is me and the white boys. And I'm not locking in no more races until I get through with the races that I already have locked in. But me and Jimbo is locked in. Me and Pretty Tony, me and Chemo, me and Butt Naked, all of us is locked in. Lil Boosie and Tony is locked in. Chemo and Bob Kurgan is locked in. Chemo and DJ Grant is locked in. Those races are locked in.
Okay, that's what's up. What about the primetime cameo? Are they coming or are they going to the House of Hook?
I really don't know. From what I'm hearing, they're still undecided, but they're leaning towards going to House of Hook, Mike Hill's race.
Okay.
One thing we're not going to do at Grudge Inc., we're not going to do no false advertising. Chan, Tony Bynes, them going to be there, and they not. But I can say is I don't recall them having any races locked in over there. So if they do go there Saturday, they may come back over to Macon Sunday, because I don't think they got any races locked in. But you never know. You have the track Saturday, they may get six races locked in for Sunday. So I don't know. But as of right now, I don't even know if they got one race locked in.
Okay, I'm gonna sit back and mute the mic and I'll listen to the rest of the show.
Hey, I appreciate it, Big Fred. 111, you calling me in private again? 111, 111. Your mic is open. How can I help you? If you're calling in private, your mic is open. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, Meatball. They said they had a good time over there at Cole.
Man, listen, man. I heard it was a massacre over there. Detroit went down there, did their thing. And I guess you're next, babe.
hey, they did say Detroit did their thing, but do you think New Jersey saved face a little bit?
What do you mean?
Grey Goose didn't get away.
Well, you say Grey Goose didn't get away?
No, he didn't get away. He took the L. I mean, that wasn't. I know the coup de grace. I know the big money race. I know what people came to see was Petey and Jimbo. You know, and
okay.
It was a hefty pot. It was a hefty pot. It ain't nothing to shake no, you know, nothing to sneeze at. But that pot that they had for Wayne, what I hear, that wasn't no drop in the bucket either now.
We can get them guys on the phone, and maybe they can enlighten it a little bit better. But
okay,
they went to go play.
Oh,
and
they, you know what? I don't think. From now on, when Detroit come to a racetrack out of town, I don't think nobody in their right mind will take them for granted anymore. From the size of the bet and for the caliber, you know, or I should say, never scared, you know.
You cannot leave out. Young money now.
But, you know, I count them, you know, like hand in hand. I don't separate those two.
Okay, you count them all as one.
Yeah, I count them all as one, you know. And Wayne being the mediator of both sides. So, you know, I count them all as one. And I'm not discrediting Ride or Die. You know, I'm not discrediting Junior. I'm not discrediting Moscone. But I'm just saying for that particular racing group, When they step on the scene, and if they anywhere around and them guys are there affiliated with them, they're not going to be taken lightly. So they're already putting posts up for Jimbo to meet them in Florida. Meet them in Florida on
who want to meet Jimbo in Florida? PM them here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why they don't just come over here now? Now Jimbo done went to them twice.
Well, you know, I mean, dude, they talking about December. When they gonna go in December?
Yeah, you're right.
But
I was thinking
Jimbo
hold up. Okay.
No. You, hey, this chemo, right?
Yeah,
man. They don't want Jimbo to spend that money.
they're
trying to get it right before Christmas too. You know.
Shit. Sound like Jimbo had an early Christmas on their ass too, big.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going back. Hey, how you doing? I'm going back. What's wrong with them cars coming down to Macon, man?
Well, you know, I always keep it 100. They kept asking Jimbo and Dougie and all them, was they coming over to the House of Hook? And, you know, Ducky and them kept it 100 with them. They told him, man, they're going to make it because the house is going to have a bunch of class racers and back half cars and pro mods and, you know, stuff like that. You know, that ain't what we do. We race these small tire cars. It ain't going to be really no small tire action. And at the house, you know. So, you know, they were trying to get them to come over to over there, and Doug and them just went on plainly and told them that they'll be in Macon. If they want to come to Macon, they come to Macon and get it again. Yeah. So, hey, let me open up another Detroit mic, 313-8404. 313-8404. Your mic is open.
What's happening, Viz? Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, bro. We hear you.
What's up, Biz? It's Pine.
Pine, what's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it Mr. Meatball. What's up, Kimo?
I don't think they can hear you. I don't know if they mic's open.
Oh.
Kimo probably muted his mic because he's somewhere loud. So he
just might
come in and out.
Yeah, man, I was watching it. Nothing much, man. I was watching that old video of Jimbo putting old Petey Small Block back in the cookie jar.
Yeah. Jimbo took care of his business. And old little boy being real modest. Hey, Jimbo, I see your phone number right here. You ain't no gangster. If you don't pressure one button and say something, I'm gonna talk about you. So pressure one button. Go ahead and get this out the way. Go ahead and tell everybody thanks for congratulating you and all that old nonsense. There you go. Jimbo, you might go.
Man, you know I wanted to listen to everybody talk good about me before I press one, right?
Hey, Jimbo,
I'm still trying to recuperate, man. We've been up for two straight solid days, and I still haven't slept. So...
But we got to stay up. Down there Sunday, Saturday. Go ahead and stay up. Don't even go to sleep until Saturday morning.
No. I can't. You know what? I probably can't sleep because I can't wait to tear you up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Can't wait to tear you up.
Will you tearing him up, Jimbo?
When, November 3rd. This comes Saturday. It's gonna come quick.
Oh, and Macon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you want, man,
huh? No, my daughter telling me to turn on Nick Jr. You'll get that real soon, Jimbo.
Oh yeah, we're gonna find
Nick
out.
Nick Jr. All that stuff.
By Saturday, we're really gonna find out who the champ is of the North.
Yes, sir.
But no, we had a good time down there. Them guys are cool. You know, they're good racers. They took the loss good. We hung out in Wayne cooked up some steaks after everybody hung out and talked. So,
Was it cold out there?
No, it was actually, it was a little bit windy for a little while, but it wasn't bad. By the time we got our race off, the track was good all day, but there was a couple cars that broke. So the track sat for hours, you know. It sat for like an hour and a half at one point, and then a couple cars went down, and then somebody broke and sat for another hour, and we got our race off right at the end when it was about to close, so the track went to crap. You know, nobody was going down it. So that's why both of us knocked the tires off during the pass that we raced. We didn't know what the track was going to be like. So that's kind of why what that happened. So, but you know, we both got back in the gas and we come out on top.
You put a king among gaps on them.
Oh, the GoPro, if anybody watches the video with the GoPro on the back, that tells it all.
I will say this. When he got back in it, when you got back in it, he was not gaining. You wasn't pulling, and he wasn't gaining. He got off the gun around the 800-foot mark. He got out of
there.
Because he knew he wasn't going to catch you.
That's what I figured. He knew he wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, for what he was saying before we raced, they thought he was just going to ride by me because the way that race happened the first time we raced, you know, I had some issues and he kind of drove by me pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we went down.
Hey, man, what you cooking, Tony? You say what? I think your mic open.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah. So Jimbo, it was a hell of a race. Now, tell us about we did congratulate you for going over there, taking care of your business. Tell us about what happened with the Wayne race.
We ran Wayne's car, and we ended up losing against another all motor car. We lost. We're gonna take that loss. We ain't making no excuses. But we knocked his tires off around the starting line. If somebody broke after I raced, and
was the same lane? Were you in the same lane?
I was in the same lane. The track sat again, and then we were getting ready to go up. There was one more car that was going in front of us. Well, the cars that went in front of us, the car grenaded the transmission and left transfer all over right on the starting line, right where I got to take off. And I was in the car strapped up, but everybody told me that, you know, they cleaned it up. They just mopped it and blew it. They didn't clean it with anything or heat it up. So when I let go of the transfer button, it just, the car didn't even move. It just knocked the tire right off. I got back in the gas and, I couldn't, wasn't no catch. I'm going to go around. So, you know, we took that loss, but, it was for a hefty pot, you know.
Now, will y'all run that race back?
Oh, we were trying to run the race back right after that, but they were closing the track. I mean, as soon as we pulled back, we were gonna lock them in for double of what we raced them for. But the track was closed, you know, and they weren't gonna let us back up there. But I'm pretty sure that race is gonna happen again because Wayne wasn't too happy the way that one ended up.
Oh,
so, we definitely went down there.
Hey,
race, you know, there's, yeah.
You talk about this meatball. You think, man, now them boys can come in your backyard and play now since, you know, you went down there and did a home invasion?
Yeah. It's the end of the year now, so I talked to them already. I've actually been getting a couple messages from a couple of the other guys that race over there telling me that they want to, you know, come out here and to one of our races and see if they can make some money with their car. So next year I'd like to see if we can get something set up, you know, a decent race in with Chicago's with us, or maybe we'll go to 131 or Mile in one of those tracks and get some of them guys over here and get them the race.
Yeah, well, I talked to Slouch, and, you know, he said already he got May, June, and July, something set up those 3 months at 131.
Yeah.
So he said he tried to
ask if they do come, I'd like to have them at a good track and have Chicago there too, because I know some of them guys from Chicago are going to race. And I mean, from the way this year looked, not many guys from Detroit. You know, it would suck to have them guys come all the way out here and not get no races.
Yeah.
So this year didn't look too good for a lot of the Detroit guys. I know a lot of guys had problems, had their cars broken and stuff, but hopefully next year turns out a little better.
Hey, and let me make sure my mic on. Yeah, they were talking about I'm thinking I'm going to the one in Florida. They got one in Florida, like I believe it's a 14th or 15th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a whole lot of traveling for you guys, man. I don't know if y'all,
we definitely plan on traveling a lot this winter, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it there with my car to that one. Mm-hmm. I told him that if he wants to get that race back, to come to Macon next weekend, but I would have ran the race right back again that same night, but I don't think they really wanted to.
I actually heard that y'all was trying to.
Yeah. I don't think they really wanted to.
Right.
But I tried getting them to come down to Macon, but I think they got prior plans already for that weekend. So
right. I also put a post up that you were looking for the Southern Assassins that you would run right over them, Matt.
They weren't getting lippy, but they did say, somebody did say that they said they got the baddest inline-headed small block in the world. And, of course, that's what I got in my car, is an inline-headed motor. And I would love to show them that they don't.
Well, now, the car that they had at the track yesterday, I heard they said online that that's not their car. They were helping someone out.
Yeah, I guess they're helping somebody out, but
right.
I mean, it's just like their old car, you know. I mean, it's got the lightweight doors, the one piece front end, nitrous car, and I mean, they were out there. They raced in that, boys. They raced for, I think it was a pretty good pot too. I think that one was for 10, and they won that race. But they raced Crazy Legs car, that gold one.
Right.
They ended up taking the win. Crazy Legs crashed his car on that pass.
Right, I've seen that.
So yeah. I was gonna go over and jump on them, but after that race with Petey, I was planning on it, but our race happened so late that I wasn't able to. And there's a couple other guys that we were trying to engage with too, but they didn't want to race. They come over there talking to us like they wanted to race, took us all the way to the trailer, showed us what they had, but when they come down to locking in some money, they started backing up. Somebody went up in the trailer and told them I was Jimbo. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, it was definitely worth the trip, worth the drive out there. I had a good time. I didn't regret it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tony, you still on the phone?
Oh, Tony must have got off. Hey, Kimo, if you're on the phone, Kimo, get off of mute. I got to ask you a couple questions. I need some updates Tony dropped. I need some updates over there at Witch Race. See what's going on over there. Who getting their head cut off and who didn't show up and who's there or what's going on over there. So, Jimbo.
Yes, sir.
You want to go ahead and pay your punk out now?
With you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You sure?
Hey, I was more concerned about the net boys than I am with you.
Oh, wow.
I think I was going to cut your head off pretty good out the quarter and not 8 mile. You don't even stand a chance. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, and this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do because, you know, we ain't scared of race for no money. You can go ahead and get up whatever you get. Whatever you get that pot to, we'll cover it. So you come to us and tell us what you want.
Let me tell you something that I told everybody else. And I know my homeboy's going to get mad at me. It ain't a crew over here in Chicago that would have came up with the money y'all came up with yesterday for one race.
Yeah.
Not a single crew, not just one crew. I don't see it because I ain't never seen nobody here race for that type of money in these economical times.
Biz, let me tell you something. When we went over there, we were messed up, man, because I'm not going to say all them guys, but a majority of those guys, you know how there's the top four or five guys here that race, you know, me, you, Danye. Well, they're top guys like that, man. That's what they run for. That's the kind of money they run for down there. You know, I mean, we come at them with 20, and they looked at us like no problem, like it was nothing. We're like, man,
it was
crazy. But I mean, that was definitely a hefty pot. But we were confident, you know, all day. He made two shakedowns, and I made two shakedowns, and my two shakedowns looked a whole lot better than his were. Even a lot of his guys, and the people from over there were betting on him to win. Well, after we made them two shakedowns, you know, everybody started thinking a little bit differently when they see me go on down that track with no problems.
Yeah. Well, we going to see, man. We going to see. You say you're not worried about me. I know you're fast, man. I got a surprise for you when we get down there.
Just like Petey, man. I wasn't showing up down there and thinking Petey's going to not going to be fast or not be no competition. You know, I ain't going to take you no lightly either, but I definitely ain't coming out there to lose. And I definitely planning on winning and don't think I'm going to lose.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. If I get up first, and I'm going to tell you this, Jimbo, I don't know what you do when you're in the car. If you got peripheral vision and all that.
I'm going to tell you this. I promise you this, that who's that driver car? Junior or
Lil Ron.
He definitely ain't getting up off that light before me. Okay. I know he cuts good lights, so it might be the same time. But I promise you, he ain't getting up off that light before me.
Okay.
I promise you that.
Yeah, I tell you this. If I'm anywhere in the vicinity of your car around at 3:30, save your motor, save your match, shut it off.
No. You know what? My car's good all the way. My car's good. 60 foot, 330, 8th mile an hour, everything, all around the board.
I
will promise you this: you will not. I will probably have a gap on you for the 330. Now you're gonna have to make up some ground. Cause you ain't 330 in with me.
Okay. All right. But in the meantime, You got somebody. Oh, hold on, I'm going to let you finish, Jimbo. Hey, I just opened your mic. 1111111. Your mic is open.
Hey, Biz.
Yo.
Oh, first of all, Jimbo, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Lil Tony?
What's the deal?
What's up, Tony?
Man, I'm sorry I'm late to work, but I was on the phone with Wayne while y'all was down there. He was giving me live blow-by-blow details. And, man, I want to congratulate y'all for representing. And, hey, Biz, watch how you talk to my man. What you talking about, save his motor and save
him? Hey, Biz.
Hey, man, you a dead dog too, Tony. So,
hey, Biz. Biz.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you a question. Rumor has it that I'm going to be cutting Bob Kirkin's head off because he's going to be behind the wheel. Is this true?
Hey, man. I got a surprise for you boys.
I don't want to do that to that man.
Hey, man.
You don't want to do that to that man.
I got a surprise for you chumps when you get down there, man.
You better keep that man in class racing. Because Greg Racing, when you got the money on the line like that, he's liable to mess up. And I don't want to hear no excuses why I beat you.
Hey, man. Hey, if I give you 1,001 excuses, it don't matter. You, if you win, you get the money. That's the main thing.
You know, when you pull that line, you bump that first ball line, and you got all that money on that line and all them people standing around there, you know, we ain't racing for no trophy like them class racers do.
I'm a real dude. I'm going to tell you what I told Dougie yesterday. When Dougie told me what y'all was running for, you know what I told Dougie? I said, man, y'all, and I bet it against you, but this is what I told Dougie.
Hey, yeah, you owe me $100 if I remember correctly.
Oh, you're 100.
Hey, and we should have been on that gap, too.
And you wouldn't have won. Nobody would have won. He didn't make a claim.
Well, you're right. I forgot
right.
I went.
That's what
right.
I said. So, now, I'm a real dude. I bet it against you. This is what I told Dougie. I said, hey, man, listen, get Jimbo's money and push him to the side. Don't even let him know y'all running for what y'all running for. He don't need that on his mind. Let him go up there, cut that tree, go down there, and turn that W.
Yeah.
I'm betting against you. So when he told me what y'all was talking about betting, I said, man, don't let that man know y'all betting for that.
Let me tell you something. That's one thing that you can't get in my head. Money can't get in my head. Nothing's going to mess me up from driving. I don't get nervous like that.
Okay.
I'm okay with all right. that.
But
I am going to say this. Now, your homeboy, your hero, DJ Grant, if he's at Macon this weekend, you better dress that man in some camouflage and put him in some pink heels and have him tiptoe around my trailer, not even walking near it. You can tell him to take a long way around.
Hey, man, let me tell you this.
Tie that man up, put him in the trailer.
Hey, man, let me tell you this. If that man fixes his problem with the fuel pump belt jumping off, as he baptized Chemo, you next.
If you want
some of that trouble, if you want some of that trouble,
ain't no
and,
trouble there.
Hey, man.
That man's soft like wet flour.
Hey, man, I mean, everybody has problems with their cars, man. If the man fixed the problem in his car, you got action.
Hey, my man, I understand it's a problem, but something ain't lined up or something in there?
Yeah, that's what it, I mean. Hey, man, you know what? Chemo, now you out of all people know some of the simplest stuff can turn into some of the biggest stuff.
But I think he just bullshit, and I think he going to be there.
He ain't in Memphis? I mean,
I got no train. I don't have that big dog.
Yeah,
okay, I'm hungry too, man.
Hey, Chemo, this how you do that, man. If they want some, money, just buy them some meat. Don't give them no money. Just buy them some meat.
Hey, Piz, I ain't giving them motherfucker. Give it that kitty. He young as me, man. I ain't
giving
nothing, dog.
Hey, Chemo, I was at the restaurant, and a lady came in and said she wanted something to eat, and I tried to give her. I had ate all my food. So I said, "You can have this." She said, "Well, I look like a dog. What you give me that for? I ain't no dog." I said, "I said, Mel, you absolutely right. I apologize. I said, go up to the order whatever you want. I'm gonna pay for it." Man, the bro told me, I don't want this food here. I want some Wendy's across the street. I said, I'm not going across the street. She said, well, I want some Wendy's. I don't want no food in here. So I said, I'm not going across the street. She said, well, if you can't buy me no Wendy's, I don't want it. I said, well, hell, you ain't going to get it. Because I'm not, man, the heifer walked outside, dog, dig this, the heifer walked outside and wrote down my license plate number.
No shit.
Yes.
You're going to get in trouble for not buying her nothing to eat, John. Or if she's got a break in your house, bitch.
Man. I said, what the hell? She wrote down my license plate number. She said, I ain't no dog. But little Tony, we gonna do you, boy. We gonna do you, little Tony.
Excuse me.
We gonna do you, boy.
What are you talking about?
Man, we gonna do you. Hey, man, you know what? You know what? Tomorrow, what? I'm sending you over all the races that locked in, so you don't get no amnesia. I'm gonna text. As soon as I get up, before I take these kids to school, you will have a text. You're going to wake up and say, oh, damn, Biz didn't text me. Huh?
Hey, Biz, I'm worried about a lot of things. Fed on Kill Crew ain't one of them.
I know that's right.
That's not one
of them. I hear you.
You know what? And you know what? I'm almost willing to bet you that on November 3rd, every Detroit car, that race a Chicago car, we going to gap them. I'm almost ready to do a little side betting with you on that. Every Detroit car that races a Chicago car, we're going to gap them.
Yeah. Hey, won't you bring me some of that, what you got? Bring that down and make it. I want some. Whatever you sniffing, smoking, or drinking, let me get some.
All right.
Because you're definitely ending in your right mind.
I'm almost. I got to see a couple more of the Detroit cars is coming before I go ahead and lock into that. But y'all definitely ain't going to get no wins from Detroit, between Detroit and Chicago.
Man, you crazy.
You're not going to get no wins, and all of you might get gapped.
Okay. Well, I got another car that's coming out tomorrow. It may be ready tomorrow. I may be able to fire it up tomorrow. Another set on kill car.
Will that red Mustang
down
there?
No, that won't be down there.
Oh, okay.
No, that won't be down there. This other car, I want to bring it down there, but I don't want to test in front of everybody because, I mean, we're just getting oil pressure tomorrow. That don't sound wise to bring it out, just, you know, try to dial it in front of a whole bunch of vultures, you know.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if you call them vultures or predators, but, yeah, we'd be down there lurking.
Clowns. I should say clowns.
Okay.
Clowns. If I could do a wheel stand on the street in the alley, I'm going to go ahead and lock you in with, go ahead and lock the bumblebee in and bring it on down there. Go ahead.
One thing about it is you're known to do some crazy shit. Now, you may do a wheel stand in the alley.
Yeah.
I just seen you do a U-turn in the burnout.
Yeah. So did.
Damn, man, hit the goddamn Christmas tree. I said, this
almost did. You know what? I got fired up, man. I think that was one of my first grudge races. Got fired up trying to do a John Ford burnout. That thing got loose. That thing got loose, boy.
I motherfucker with 250 horsepower, get away from you, man.
Hey, man. I sprayed it in the burnout box.
If you don't mind my asking, this new set on Kia car, what type of car is it? Is it naturally aspirated? Is it turbo?
It's naturally aspirated right now.
Right. What will it be in making?
It all depends. If I can stand it on the bump in the alley, I'm gonna go ahead and bring the old two car trailer down there.
Okay. What kind of car is it?
A Mustang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tone, every time he win a hat race, he go buy a new car.
Yeah.
Put that
yes,
money
sir.
To work. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man, these hat races are sweet. That's probably the only time I come out next year.
Hey, Biz, I won me a hat race yesterday, pretty much.
You know what? Jimbo,
that was not a hat race. That was a one-hitter quitter, baby.
But that was the
problem. You don't have to go no rounds, baby.
I guarantee you,
and you destroy his ass.
I guarantee you all you clowns be over here next year when they had that hat race.
Biz? We're going to have us a designated car for hat racing next year and a designated car for grudge racing.
Hey, man, listen, I guarantee y'all have all the cars y'all own in that hat race they're going to have at 41 next year.
That's a different hat race. Anytime up for man, they paying out a guy school.
His home, yeah.
Everybody in the country gonna be there.
Hey.
I don't even tell you no lie. You goddamn right. I'm gonna be at that motherfucker.
Hey, if I got four cars, I'm putting all four up there. I hope they meet each other in two rounds so I can get them all by. Go on, let one win, one lose. One win, one lose. So, you crazy? Why wouldn't you?
Have they worked out the details on that race?
It's the same as the rest of them. Any rear suspension, no Willy bars, 28-29. Stock style front suspension. 8th mile.
Yeah,
be no difference.
For that much money, you know how many cars gonna be here?
Oh no, it's a certain amount of cars that gotta be, and I think it's 100.
Yeah.
100 cars.
Yeah, we let them the networks and some of them guys over there know about that race too. So I'm gonna keep
them
informed on that.
Yeah. $500 buy-in. I think that's 100 cars. Yeah. But the good thing about it, they regulate who get in. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna let Stevie Jackson in. They're not gonna let the Bruder Brothers in. They're not gonna do that. They're not gonna let Zabo in. They're not gonna let those guys in.
Some guys gonna pay their car or put it in another chassis.
Well, I mean, they can put another. Hey, man, just because you put another heart in a different body don't mean it's going to do the same thing. That's up to them. You know? That's up to them if they want to do that. Shoot. Like, if they want to do that, that's fine. You know?
Shit, I think a lot of them class races are going to go grudge racing, not.
hey, man, that's where it's at, man. Grudge racing is where it's at. Everybody know that. You know? That's where it's at. So, you know, hey. That's one pass. They don't have to make their best pass.
Goddamn Ford won't stop. Even for shit.
Yeah, so Jimbo, we own Saturday, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This is what everybody been waiting to see.
It's what I've been waiting to do.
And me too. And me too.
Yeah. You
ain't got me shook.
We ready for you, so I can't wait.
I think
you know, and we hope to get some other races out with some of them guys down there too. So hopefully they got a good turnout and some decent cars down there, some small blocks.
You know what? I'm gonna talk to Jay tomorrow. If hopefully those boys show up like they're supposed to, like David Floyd and K9 and you know.
When I was loading that car, I guess, boy, I was looking at that oil pressure and that vacuum and all them gauges, and I got out the car. I was like,
it's
still ready.
Oh, yeah.
It's still ready for next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we wait. Hey, man. Hey, when y'all leaving?
I was actually thinking about leaving on Thursday night because, you know, so I can get down there and, hang out. And not, like, New York was just kind of like, we didn't want to make a trip out. We wanted to go down there racing it back. So
Right.
I don't want to do that when we go down there. You know, I won't be able to relax.
And we plan on staying Sunday too.
And hopefully we can get some racing on Sunday too somewhere.
That is the plan. We talking about plan. Now, what you say you gonna do to Kirkus so I make sure I play this back to him?
Who, Kirkus?
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna show that man how a grudge racer cuts the tree down.
Hey, so what you wanna do with his car? Wanna do something with
his car?
Yeah.
Hey, his car's slow. I know he's slow. That man's slow.
Like
the .NET boys say, he's in the way.
What you give him?
Well, I'm going to give him an ass whooping.
Oh, you can't give him the break?
No. Why would I give him the break? For what?
Because he's slow.
Nah, 8 miles I have track.
Huh?
I ain't giving nobody. When I go down there, I ain't giving nobody nothing.
Okay.
I'll take some, but I ain't giving nobody nothing.
Oh, you can take it, but you can't give it.
That's right. I'll play when I go down there.
Okay, so you know what? I'm gonna call old Kirkin tonight, man. I'm gonna call him on tonight. See if he'll take the back time to clear from you.
I'm telling you.
Jimbo, will this be a race of the tuners down there?
He's driving your car, is what I hear.
Okay, He got to bring his car because him and Kimo locked in.
He's got to bring it because Kimo gonna knock him off. So he's got to bring
man,
it.
Okay. You want to bet a little something on the side on that one? Want to bet that little honey?
If it don't say never scared, I'm betting on my car. My money's going to be in the bottom of my car.
I understand. Okay. Nothing needs to be said.
That's what I'm concentrating on my car.
But hold on. You ain't coming out your pocket with it. I owe you a honey. You want to bet that little honey? That little salt honey?
No, I'm going to take that honey, and I'm going to buy my girl something real nice. I'm going to send you a picture, and thank you. I'm going to have
you
thank you for paying it.
You know what? And that's cool. So I'm not going to give it to you until we actually about to leave because I'm going to break you.
Hey.
So make sure you go home with that 100.
That's fine. You know what? Because I got a pocket full of 100s from over the weekend that I collected on. So I really don't need it.
I understand it. So right before you leave, I'm going to give you that 100. I'm going to give you a gas card and... and $100 bill.
Hey, I want you to write your name on it too, because I probably never will spend it. I'm gonna hang it on the wall.
There it is. I'm gonna write Petey Small Block on that. I ain't gonna write my name on that. I'm gonna write Petey Small Block on that.
Has Petey Small Block went to sleep over there?
Jimbo might have left first, but he didn't sleep.
He didn't sleep. I'm just a bad man on that tree.
No,
he
I say
he
went to sleep. Actually, it looked like Petey moved first.
No. I cut him. If you watch that movie, I left him on that tree.
What was your light? Did you?
We actually both agreed on not getting the time slip when we race. Because we both felt it was better that way. Because I don't need a time slip because I know I'm fast. So I don't need one to pump me up. So I just need one on that W.
Okay.
Hey, you know who I want to know if they're gonna be in Macon?
Who?
K-1.
Trey One from Alabama.
Yeah. Trey. You know what? Yeah.
Okay.
Will he be in Macon on Saturday?
But don't he got a back half Malibu?
Yes, I want to go to that ass on y'all. I talked to the
Kimo, you always eat, man, when we're on the show.
You
can feed the young boy. That ain't right, Kimo. I hope he wrote your license plate number down.
Man, that's not from the youngest me, man. You get his ass to a job. Fuck him.
I know that's right.
Older motherfucker, come on, man. Right, you got what you, whatever you asking for. But when he's young as me, a haircut, and I can't give you shit. If you pay for a haircut, you pay for a meal.
Where you at, Kimo? You in Detroit?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm gonna check the okay then. I'll check the door to see if anybody.
Tony, Tony got his head cut off out there, man. What's up with Tony Jackson? What happened?
I don't think he went.
I don't think
Tone went. I don't think
the Tone go down, sir. Man, you know before me.
Nah, I think it was just all too close, man. You know.
Yeah, that is. That's, you know. Ain't y'all about to get swept tonight?
Oh, man, them goddamn Tigers, I don't know what's wrong with them.
In the meantime, I got some people with their hands up. 404-8906. Your mic is open.
Just listening.
Okay. Terry, your mic is open. Terry, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on,
Terry?
Hey, Jimbo, congrats on the win.
Thanks.
Hey, what are you guys doing, making fun of my hat races now?
No, we just like making fun of Biz.
Hey, I'm making Biz rich.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hey.
I don't know if you're getting a cutback or something, man. Something going on over there.
Hey, Terry, we're letting Biz get all that money because instead of me going to the hat race, I'm gonna take it off from him in one race.
No,
one pass.
Hey! I done made $15,000 in the hat race. I did too. I don't bet no $15.
Oh, but
yeah, you
have that. You might have enough groupies up in there to.
Oh, I might.
Chicago,
well,
always talking about them guys.
You could, yeah. They might. No. If you look on the board, everybody's telling me Jimbo gonna cut my head off in the eighth.
Hey, you can go ahead and
call my homeboys telling me.
All right, I'll call y'all right. Hey, Peters, I'm gonna call y'all right back, man. I gotta make
okay.
a call.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
everybody
Jimbo.
Go ahead, Trey. Go ahead.
Hey, you leaving your bars on Saturday? Or you taking them off for business?
What's the race? I'm coming. Biz wants me at my best, and I want Biz at his best.
Gotcha.
We don't want no excuses why one person wins or loses. Ain't that right, Biz?
Well, I don't care what you got on your car.
That's what I want to hear. That's why I like. That's why
yeah.
I can't wait to race you.
I don't care what you got on your car. You can put another set of bars on your car. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Hey, all I know is one of you guys win that $100,000. I better get a cutback out of that.
Hey, if I win the $100,000, see me in a week. Don't dare get to me at the track. And I see you probably Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
I had it waiting for you by the time you got to the tower. That $10,000.
Yeah, I had enough people out there to hold the $10,000 off me. But I guarantee I won't have enough people out there to hold no $100. Not $100 in cash. Untraceable. Please. As soon as I win, I'm taking my car straight to the trailer, and tell them to load up. I'm getting in the car leaving. I'm not even taking no pictures.
Hey, we made sure when we left Echo yesterday, we showed up all separate. We made sure when we left, man, we was all following each other
mm-hmm.
and stuck together.
Ain't no question. Shoot, you out of town, too? Ain't no joke. And, of course, I got to go open up Larry's mic. I'm all the way upstairs. Hold on, Larry. Get my computer. Let me go open up. I'm going to open up your mic, Larry. One second. Hey, so how was action today out there, Terry?
He's okay.
He's okay?
Yeah, he went and got checked out. I don't know if his throttle stuck open, but I think it was a first-time driver.
I heard that. It was. Was it a Monte Carlo?
Yeah.
He wasn't there. They said he was a novice. They said he was a novice.
Yeah,
hold on
didn't
one
do a burnout.
Oh, I got
didn't do a burnout or anything.
Yeah, hold on one second. I got one call in front of you. 706-0069. 706-0069, your mic is open. Georgia boy, your mic is open. 706-0069, your mic is open. All right, let me go.
We're going to open your mic, Larry. Larry, your mic is open, Larry.
Hold on, Larry. Hold on.
Yeah, we are.
Larry, your mic open, Larry.
Yeah, we here at the track, man. How's everybody doing, man?
What's going on, Larry?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in. How you doing, Cherry? How you doing, Jimbo? What's going on, Tony? Biz, how are y'all doing, man? We out here at the track. We know, no, Tony ain't out here at the track.
You down in Holly Springs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give us an update, man. Who wasted this? Three Lug there? Is Leroy there? Leon, I mean?
Yeah, Three Lug is 1-0 so far. He had an overheating problem. Let's see. Tony Bynes is them that lost 1-1 and lost 7.
1-1 and lost 7? God, dog.
Seven. Yeah, including the Mississippi Nightmare.
Wow.
Wick is two? He didn't want two, and I think lost one. Or either he didn't want both of his, one to two.
They getting it on.
Hey, man, it's going on, man.
What cars did Tony Bynes then bring out there?
The Moneymaker, Seba, Mississippi Nightmare, and the Red Wagon.
Okay.
The Red Wagon.
Okay. Who driving?
Trigger Man drove it.
Trigger Man.
Oh, yeah, okay. He lost. And Big Fox, he got whooped twice, I think. It was twice he got whooped. Moneymaker got whooped. Moneymaker may be blowed up too, because there was a big blaze come out of there, a big backfire. And Seth Buff just got whooped by K-9.
Oh. Ooh. Jimbo!
Yeah. Man, what's going on down there, man? These boys ain't doing no talking, man. I like this here, man. Now, this makes me think about the old days, biz, man. They racing, man. They ain't doing all that talking. They're racing.
Well, man, you said that, I got to play this because what is it? Is find out if K-9 coming to Macon.
Well, they're gonna group up now because I think either Big Clark or Moneymaker's finna give Easy Money the back tie.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna make him an offer, Cam.
They blocking the track off right now with the car, you know. So
okay.
I'm gonna wait and see who pull over on the other side.
Okay.
But man, they got going on down there, man. They're not bullshit, man. They race a bank.
Tony, your mic open, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen
to
me.
Huh?
You know who that is, don't you?
Who's that?
G-Shock, baby.
Oh, G-Shock running?
Yeah, he over the other lane. He been having a problem when he get out there about 40 feet, his tires break loose. So, just he finna try it again.
Who the Three Lug beat?
I don't know who that guy was at Three Lug beat.
Okay.
But him and Gadget getting ready to run.
Him and Gadget?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, wasn't Leon supposed to race Gadget?
Yeah, you know, Wick's friend, Gadget.
Yeah, I heard of him. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
706-0069, your mic is open. 706-0069, your mic is open.
I got to watch this one.
Who about to run now?
I'm going to mute my mic until it's over with.
Okay.
All
All right, well, got somebody calling in from down there. Appreciate that.
Hey, Biz, when you taking off to go down Macon?
Probably when I get off work Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Biz, man, you gonna take us out to dinner when we get down there?
Yeah, I could do.
Hey, take us out to dinner.
Yeah,
that's
what Jay's
house, I heard.
Yeah, Jay's gonna let everybody over his house. You know what? That's right. Everybody that's show up, just call me. We all gonna bum rush Jay's house. Everybody that's from out of town, we gonna go to Jay's house. Yeah, hold on. We got somebody popped in. 708-0478.
What's up, homeboy Biz?
What's going on, baby?
I want some gumbo and some spaghetti.
You want some gumbo and spaghetti? Mr. J. Barnes, somebody said they want some gumbo and spaghetti.
Okay,
so,
baby, want some gumbo and spaghetti?
Some gumbo and spaghetti.
I can get spaghetti here. Why don't I go down there and get it?
Home cook.
I hear you, Terry. I hear you. Hey, 708-0478. Hey, who you like, Jimbo or Lil Junior?
I love Lil Junior, Biz.
Woo! We're gonna start taking up a poll.
Yeah, make sure you guys put that money in that pot. That's all you gotta do is just keep putting that money in that pot and keep stacking it high.
We gonna
say, hey, Jimbo.
We don't need no
Jimbo.
Pool count, man. Just build that pot up.
Hey, man. You know, they going to put it in that Jimbo.
That's right.
They put it in there. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to, we can go off the trailer.
Hey, you know what? With the way I've been running, man, I probably could, but I'm not going to.
But you won't. Go to a job. You better shut your mouth.
No, I don't need to shut my mouth. I don't need to shut my mouth. I'm a smarter man than him. I ain't letting that pride get in my way.
Yeah.
Because you plan on coming back from there undefeated.
I hear you. I mean, you plan on doing a lot of things.
What's that?
Baby.
Wait, who's that?
I like what I just saw,
man. Huh?
I like what I just saw.
On who, G-Shot?
Yes, sir.
Wayne gonna bring the Grey Goose?
No, I don't know if he's gonna bring it.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to. I think we're just gonna take my car, but
okay.
I'm not 100%.
Okay. I was going to say, G-Shot going to be down there, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Wayne plans on bringing it. He wasn't planning on bringing it to New York. It's kind of like a last-minute thing. But,
I know he wish he would have kept it at home, man. Yeah, I know he wish he would have kept it at home, man.
Hey, Ben, we'll get some spaghetti.
Huh?
We'll get some spaghetti.
Hold on, let me mute Larry's mic. Got a lot of background.
You ain't got to mute it. I'm gonna mute myself.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Larry. And what you say, Smitty?
You want me to get some gumbo and bring Jimbo's box of presents? I got some presents wrapped up, the kids wrapped up for
them. Who's that?
What does it matter who it is?
It don't. It don't.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. My little daughter told me to do you, Jimbo. She said, do Jimbo.
I don't want to ruin them kids' Christmas by taking all their daddy's money like that. I might feel bad. So I might throw you a couple hundred back or buy some presents and send them in the mail to them.
He told me to do Jimbo. She said, do it to him, Daddy. I said, No problem, baby.
Hey, me and Wayne don't plan on doing nothing but coming down there and winning.
That's what we do.
Mess your plans up. 111-1111. Your mic is open. Tony.
everybody calling in private today. 111.
Hello.
One.
Yeah.
What you say?
I said, tell them to be scared here to call in. Push one.
I know that's right.
Hey, Steve, how the weather looking for me, supposed to be down there?
71. 71 and sunny.
That's good.
71 and sunny. That's what it's supposed to be. Where is...
Hey, what time are they going to keep the track open till?
Shoot, man, they run that thing at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. How's the weather get down there at night? I mean, does it get
really cool? 40 and 50.
And them guys down in New York, man, it started getting cold. Everybody started getting worried down there because of the cold air. I said, man, we used to race in Indu. You know, we like the cars, it's got water on it.
Yeah.
We weren't worried about that cold air.
Man, I hope we get some cool weather.
I hope that car gets some
strange things when it get that cool weather.
Hey, was that Jay said he was gonna send somebody down there to video that race. Was that Prospect Joe that he sent down there? Because I know he ain't from New York.
Yeah, he is from New York. But he stays he's from New York, but he lives in Carolina now.
All right.
Well. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. We will see. I know Gunnapix will be there. I'm not sure if Dolomite will be there, but I know Gunnapix will be there. Yeah, Jimbo. Looking for a new name for this Mustang.
I seen that.
Yeah. You
need to build you a little something you can race me with next year, a nitrous car, a little small block nitrous car.
It's going to be a nitrous car, but it ain't going to be a small block.
I don't care if it's a big block for you.
Right. Right, it's gonna be a big black nitrous car. Hopefully, it's ready next year. If it is, off with your head.
That's what I want to hear.
Off with your head, Joe.
It's kind of quiet today, man.
It is, man. I think I'm gonna end this show early.
Where's all the
shows
at? They invaded your show. They won't even come on their own.
Yeah, I will see if anybody else pressed the one button. It is dead. They go 630. It is Danny 8765.
Man, I got cut off, man.
Okay, your mic is back open. 111. Your mic is open.
What up?
Who this?
Drew. Ain't nobody on private. It's just blocking everybody Michigan numbers and shit. I don't want nobody on here talking about nothing.
Okay.
Jimbo, what you tell me Saturday?
What's that?
What you tell me Saturday at the track after we cracked CD's head?
Yeah, I'm cracking business head.
Pro
Stock Joe got it on.
Pro Stock Joe got that whole video.
Hey, he asked, you know Pro Stock Joe's asked me about me and you racing biz.
Oh, yeah?
Huh?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said that you was talking about you claiming you're King of the North or whatever. I had to make sure I let him know where we were standing at that.
Yeah, but where is he gonna be?
You know what? I don't remember if he said he was gonna be there or not.
Okay.
He said he was on.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Then he's gonna, because I wasn't really paying attention too much, but yeah, he might. I think I do recall him saying he's gonna be there.
Well, Jimbo, if he's there, we done made mainstream, baby. And that's the main thing, you know. Hey, man, that's what it's all about, man. I'm going to be honest with you. It feels good when you step at a track and somebody you've never seen before in your life know who you are.
Hey, man, I had guys' wives coming up to me wanting to take pictures with me.
Exactly.
Exactly. I ain't lying.
Hey, man, that's a beautiful thing, man. You know, this internet is something else, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why the Grudge Inc., North invading the South, no, the South invading the North this year was so successful because the guys from up here, they only get to see those guys down south on video, on the internet.
Yeah.
So when they got a chance to actually rub elbows with the Gangsta Boo, Tony Bynes, and all those boys, Trigger Cowboy, you know, all them boys from down south.
Yeah. It's almost like seeing a movie star. You watch them so many times on video,
exactly.
And then you see them in person.
Exactly. Yeah. So, hey, Zimbo, I know you didn't come, but my God, if you would have showed up, man, you wouldn't have believed how many people was at the track.
I seen pictures.
But you had to be there. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Yeah. My daughter singing Old McDonald. It's definitely time for me to get off here. She's singing Old McDonald. Had a fun.
Biz, I'm surprised Dog ain't called in yet.
They said Dog is in the tower on the mic on at Holly Springs.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the tower up there. He's been busy all night, too.
Yeah, you know they didn't like that when Dog was in the tower at Hattiesburg. They didn't like that. Us Midwest guys didn't like that. You know, we didn't take too kindly to that, because when you're in the tower, you see a lot of things. You know, not saying that Dog would do something like that, but he has the potential. You know,
you never know.
Yeah, you know, we don't. You know, Dog is a real good guy, very knowledgeable of everything. Hold on 1 second. Got a 706-9513.
Motherfucker, I ain't even no goddamn time to see you slow riding up. Talking about you. I hear you bitch ass motherfuckers over there talking about dogging the goddamn cow and motherfucking shit. If I'm in the goddamn cow and they out there racing on the track, how the fuck can I tell some motherfucker? Hey, look here. I can't even see. I was in the tower. Look here, let me put the rest of this in. If I was in the tower, how come prime time them getting their motherfucking ass wore the fuck out?
I heard they won one good race,
knocked the fuck out of Petey Small Block, and then they came back and gave somebody back or somebody else on another race.
Oh, yeah, we ran Wayne's All Motor Car against somebody down there.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You can't, you got to be in it to win it, but hey, I like Petey, but I hear you slap the shit out of him.
I had to put the gap band on.
They said they had a ward out on you for goddamn gapping him.
Yeah, that
wasn't
no
gap.
We
hand-tracked
that motherfucker.
I hear you. Who's that boom on that just want to go get in the race report?
What's that?
Was that boom on that just want to go get in the race report?
I didn't
just want to go. Y'all was telling what happened out in Holly Springs. Y'all was telling what's going on in Holly Springs.
Oh, that was Larry.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, dog.
Oh, yeah. What I'm trying to say, though, man, you know, it got me in a S-22 situation. They want me to go up there and do announcing and everything. They want me to say I'm looking at the what you call me. The goddamn way I'm announcing that damn clock saying that way I'm at. See, that's what everybody just want to put something out there. And like I said, if that was the case, then why would Tony think that their ass would be in that damn race? They got so goddamn much, I got a headache.
Wow.
Is it true they lost 7 races? They lost 4 in Texas and then lost 4. They lost 3 down here, and they in the stadium, and they're running another. And Mike gets fucked up on this hill. I mean, sometimes it's enough, goddamn. If I didn't win this goddamn fucking this minute ass whipping, I think I'd just take a break.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Larry,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey
They're trying to. They got a race that they should win with no problem. But the way luck been going, I don't know. So let me get out of here so I can go down there and see. They finna get ready. Got them. They finna run. The Mississippi Nightmare against a car called Easy Money. Now the car Easy Money is a slug, man. It's a pro-sard looking car, but it's a goddamn slug. Now if they lose this motherfucker, trust me, they ought to goddamn it stop raising the next Christmas.
Hey, Doc, appreciate it, man.
Hold up. We still looking for that little old faggot-ass, bitch-ass little Tony. Somebody tell me they going down on somebody's ass. You need to go down on these nuts. Goddamn it, because that bitch ain't showed up today. Now, I know why he didn't show up. I ain't going to put his business out on the street right now, but I know why he didn't show up, because that's my boy. But you want to do it now? Hold on, all right, man. I got to run, y'all. They told me to get the fuck off the show. Y'all be good, but I'm going to see if you listen. Fuck these motherfuckers. Y'all be good, man. Charlie, on your win, bro. Congratulations on the win. I got to go. Biz, keep kicking their motherfucking ass, and I want you to beat the dog shit out of any fish you raised down there, motherfucker.
All right, dog. Hey, we needed that. God, we needed that.
Hey, Biz, my dog get on the show, man. Dog makes everybody laugh on the show, man. He have us going on.
Hey, I do want to announce that Peso Productions, he went down to film the race with Jimbo yesterday. He got exclusive coverage. He got pit coverage. He got trash-talking coverage. He got racing coverage. Clear. HD. I want to let y'all know that he will be having it up real soon. Real soon. It's uploading now. So he done already cut it, sliced it, and diced it. And now it's uploading. And it will be at your nearest computer, laptop, desktop, everything in about 15, 20 minutes. But in the meantime, we got somebody just called in. His name is Zithinus. Zithinus.
Hey man, what's up, baby? How you is?
Hello? Yeah.
What's up, man? Well, how you
what?
Is?
Am I who?
How you is?
I'm good.
Alright, that's good. What you talking about? I just cheeky got in this, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me meet your mic.
What?
Yeah, I muted his mic because I could tell he was about to go in on some old racial stuff, and I don't want to hear that tonight. he should have got it in when I opened his mic. You know, he had a chance to get it in. I just didn't feel like hearing it tonight. Yeah. Just to let you know, hold on.
Yeah.
Is Lil Tony still on the phone?
Sound like somebody at the track, man, or something.
Yeah, it might be Larry. Larry, what's going on out there?
Look like they're not illegal. They say that Dog said something about what's called them a state, but I don't see him. Yeah, I don't see nothing down them stage. We'll know because we're easing down that way now.
Hey, Larry, where are you sitting at? Down on the big end?
Yeah, we're down where they stage at. Yeah, that's where all the action and the business stuff go on there down there.
Yeah, Hey, Biz, you taking the Apple down to Georgia?
And they got real quiet.
Yes, Jim, I'm gonna go ahead and we got a Texas call on 214-76.
Hello, my name is Yusuf Hazam, and I'm calling from Israel, talking about the famous troublemaker Barack.
Hey, Jerry, who said that they was about to say?
Dog did, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I don't see it, though. Yeah. Ball attack, folks. Hey, y'all, I'm going to play this commercial real quick. This is the last week that we're going to be on for this commercial.
One time for Grudge Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Tootin Productions present the final hit at the Macon National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payouts. With the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 29 inches and 315 drag radio tire only. Any power adder, any suspension, no wheelie bars, 8-car minimum. Hope you got enough. $5,000 payout. 28-inch tire shootout, 28 inches or 275 drag radio only. Any power adder, stock suspension, 8-car minimum, $2,500 payout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. $3,000 purse, invitation only, 8-car minimum. Open grudge racing and test and tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Yeah, guys, my number is 708. Oh, well, I got about nine listeners people, so I'm not going to even give out my number tonight. But if you guys get in touch with me, we try to stay, the guys up Midwest, Jimbo, we're going to hook up so we all stand in like the same hotel so we can actually watch each other trailers, trucks, cars, and all that stuff. We're not going to let nothing try to cross it. Come to us when we go down south. So we're gonna stick together. We're gonna race. We're gonna race against each other. Best car win, or whoever get down the track. But we're definitely gonna put protection on each other's car. Hold on 1 second. Bizzo. Yeah, I'm here. Okay, I had to. That was Danny. That was Danny's phone. I had to mute it. Hey, Danny, just send me a text. I'll get you back on if you got something to say, but you got a lot of background noise. But, guys, we're going to stick together when we get down there, try to stay in the same hotel. So put protection on your car, your investment, especially, my investment, your investment. And we're not going to be posting on no line. Somebody stole our car. So we ain't gonna let nobody know where we stay. We just gonna get at a hotel and we're gonna lock each other's cars and trailers in. So
you talking about you're taking off out Thursday night, Biz?
Yeah, I'm gonna take off Thursday night. Yeah,
yeah, I'll give you a call throughout the week and because I think that's when we're gonna leave. So find out where wherever you guys are gonna stay or whatever. There's some hotels close by there.
Because what we're gonna do is we're gonna go straight to the track. Because we're going to leave about like 11:30 at night, right after I get off work, and then we're going to go straight through, go to Macon, and then from there.
Do they have a test and tune-out Friday or something?
Oh, ain't no question. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Damn.
Yeah. Track is open from like Tuesday until Friday, if y'all want to go ahead of time, you know.
You're going Friday to make some test pits, then.
Yeah, I'm make test pits Friday.
Okay.
Get ready for butt naked first thing in the morning.
Yeah. So I might do the same thing, just make one or two, just so I ain't got Saturday I can just get down to racing.
Yeah. You know, since playing around. So, but I'm
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's that? You talking to me?
No, I was. I heard somebody else say something.
Yeah,
she did say something. I don't know who that is. But somebody want to give another race report? Let's go. And now we're going to go ahead and end this. Is that you, Larry? Larry? Larry, what's going on out there in Holly Springs, Mississippi?
The track been closed.
The track closed?
Yeah, everybody's heading home.
Everybody going home?
Yes, sir.
At 8:30 at night?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure.
Oh, is it cold? Is it cold?
Yes, it's cold.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Kimo, your mic back open.
Man. Okay, thanks.
Oh,
man.
God.
Yeah, yeah, I'm listening to that. It's 8:30 down there, and they closed the track. Wow.
Man, it's going on. It's going on all day, man.
Is it due on the track?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Hmm. Well, Larry, how was the turnout over there? I mean, was it a lot of cars, or what was the deal?
Oh yeah. It was a big turnout. No doubt about that.
Fizz, did y'all hear about who won anything over there? I mean, you know.
Man, I heard that Primetime got their head knocked off 7 times.
Ah, okay.
I think three of them was in Texas and four of them was there, or four was in Texas and three of them was there, something like that.
Okay. What did Witt do?
Witt was 2-1 or 2-0.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a good record there. That was a good record. Oh, Witt. Witt had a good turnout, huh, Larry? Larry, was y'all able to engage with anybody over there?
Huh?
Larry, was y'all able to engage with anybody over there? Hey, we must have lost Larry, huh?
Yeah.
We came to spectate.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we came down here to spectate. We didn't come down here.
Is the car running, Larry?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, that's real, then, man.
Throw
that's real.
In right now.
That's good. Because when you say that they run it, ain't running. They act like it's a big secret. I never understood. I just got a drag race chemo. I never understood it, man. People lie and say that they running, they not running. People don't want to know if they let you know that they hurt. Man, what's the big secret? What's the big deal? I never understood that.
Hey, Ben, did you hear me stick my chest out when he said no?
Yeah, I heard you.
It ain't no big secret. I mean, everybody already know. Everybody already know when the car ready. Little bro gonna be on.
Little bro, he'll be on. Right.
He's coming back. He's gonna be on. You know, but tell him, shut up. We can't race. You know, so we guys will shut up. We gonna shut
Larry,
our mouth.
Was Dog in the house over there?
Yeah, Dog was in.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Did he run anybody with Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Yeah.
Damn dog, man.
He dog didn't drive, though. He didn't drive.
He's like
drove?
A stray dog, man. He runs crazy when he gets out of that kennel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, there's still another notch on their ass. Same thing. Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You know, like they say, you got to be in it to win it, you know. If you ain't in it, you can't lose it, you can't win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder, Larry, is a lot of people going to be in Macon next week?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
Where is the guy from Pontiac? I ain't heard him on the line in a while since him and Wayne got into. Yeah, I forget his name, man. He was always he real friendly with DJ Grant. I forgot his name. Grant told him, "Where you want me to send a check to?"
Real friendly with DJ Grant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, you're talking about Kevin.
Hello?
I was just wondering was it Kevin you was talking about?
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to make it to make it. Because he was telling me he's going to be in there.
Last time we talked to him, he said he was coming.
And Chemo.
Yeah.
Chemo. His big friend. Yeah, he's coming, and he's bringing his car.
Uh-oh. He got a race locked in?
He's trying to do something with, what's that car called? Shawanda? What's the guy's name? G-Shot. And is this car called Shawanda?
Oh, G-Shot. Okay. Yeah, D-Shot's out of Kentucky. That's a big Chrysler, right?
Right.
Every gal, let's see, Heavy got a car. I think he wanted to try D-Shot with it or something. I don't know if they have. Yeah, the Great Goose will be down in Jimbo. You still with us?
Yeah, man.
Is Wayne going to try to lock D-Shot in with the Great Goose?
You know, I don't know if Wayne was planning on taking his car or not.
Baby step. Okay. You know, we're just going slow on it. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know because I believe D-Shot had to pay Wayne. I don't know if D-Shot trying to get back or not. D-Shot want to run the 8 mile or the 4 miles?
I think they were going 8 miles.
Oh man, okay, we got some background.
Huh? What about now? Chemo.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, we got that. You want to go ahead and end the show, or you just want to do something else?
Yeah, we can go and end it. Nobody calling me and stuff.
No, we got a lot of callers. This ain't nobody talking.
Oh, okay, well,
hold on 1 second. Hold on before we end it. What's up, Trey?
What's going on, Biz? What's up, baby? What's happening with y'all?
Man, slow motion, slow motion.
Man, we just leave Holly Springs, boy. Them boys need some Band-Aids, boy.
Who did some damage down there, man?
Ooh, the prime time that lost six races straight. Six or seven races straight. They lost three in in Texas last night and three today. That I seen. I didn't see Texas race last night, but I seen three losers tonight.
They lost four in Texas, right? They lost four in Texas and three here.
Okay. Damn. Okay, it was seven all together.
Uh-huh.
Big Trash, can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Did Pac-Man go to play down there in Holly Springs, or he stayed home?
No, he was there. He was there, but the one dude that he was getting ready to run, he was locked in to run, broke his car. So he paid Pac-Man the lockup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was there.
Did Tate make the trip?
No, Tate wasn't here. Danye wasn't here. The white boys got beat by Pike and them. Pike the 901 boys.
Yeah, okay.
K9 them, they won two. They beat Tony Bynes, and they beat Pike.
Okay, nine. Okay.
Yeah, they run the Mustang. They run the colors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that color's burgundy, right?
Yeah, blue, real pretty blue.
Oh yeah.
And they got a silver Mustang that they run Pike with. Pike wheel stood and stuff. You know, it would have been a good run, but he wheel stood.
Okay.
And then he come back and ran the white boys, and the white boys knocked the tires off.
Ran in the house?
Who?
DJ Grant.
No, DJ Grant, I heard him announce him, but I didn't see him.
Oh. But you know, that was probably, I guess they didn't, nobody put the money together, a $2,000 race. Everybody's supposed to put in a $2,000 in the pot, and they gonna pull the name out of hat.
Oh, a hat race.
Yeah. But I don't know if they did that.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How big fallback in
Big Ball Factor, the one that run Pike. I said K9, but I was wrong. It was Big Ball Factor.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, damn, where was Big Ball Factor? They said they were going to Holly Springs.
Yeah, they ran. They got the silver Mustang. I had it wrong, y'all.
Yeah. Big Ball Factor. They were not being the race, right?
Right. I think they say they had Stevie Jackson driving or something.
Oh, yeah, that's his man, they man. I know Stevie was talking cash shit, too, probably.
Yeah, they, I don't think they come back around, though, because I think they had a big backfire on the return road after they made the run. So.
What the hell was Stevie doing? Race was over.
Probably, you know, when you shut down and everything, and maybe thought one of them on nitrous in the motor, something lit it. And, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Backfired hard. You could hear it all through the dog on track.
Dang.
Yep.
Knocked one of them pistons out, huh?
Yeah, they didn't come back, so they probably heard it.
Hard.
Yeah.
Was the track hooking through the track?
Yeah, they had early part when we first got there, early like 12 or something, it was a little, you know, it still wasn't all the way right yet. It was a little soft, but boy, I'll tell you, around 3 o'clock or so, man, that track got really, really good again. Really good. And for the guys that was not getting a hold of it, I think they were just trying to put just entirely too much power to it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, the track was good. It'll pull your shoes off, man, with no problem.
Dang. Ooh, so Pac-Man went down there. He thought he was going to pull somebody Cooper strings, and he didn't get to race, huh?
Right. He didn't get no action. No action.
What you do to him, man? You put him in a cage or something?
No, he was trying to go now. He was trying. You know, you can't tame three lugs now. He was trying
to go. That's what I'm saying. Where is he at? I know he'd be somewhere cussing and fussing. If you would have put him in the trailer, he's in the trailer probably.
He behind us. He behind me. Actually, it was him just trying to break through the line here. I just didn't click over to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he probably gonna come to the show.
That motherfucker's gonna go zip crazy, man. He went down there and he collected all the bottles and didn't find no race. No, he man.
Yeah. He had, you know, his people down here too. So he had his mother with him. So I guess it was a good time for him, even though he didn't get no action.
Hey, you know, it's somebody looking for him too. So we'll be looking for him too. Jimbo. No, Jimbo went over there and took care of some business over there in Jersey or something.
I seen the video. So they texted me last night. Jimbo and them knocked the tires off, but Jimbo recovered first and went on through. I seen that.
Say he bet he won't knock him off on three lugs ass.
Well, if he gonna get three lug to break like they said it was, then we might have to make that happen.
Jimbo. I'm sure Jimbo here enough to say.
What all, Jimbo, them, how many races did they run down there?
They went 1-1. They won one with Jimbo and lost one with Wayne. Wayne knocked the tires out right at the start line.
What? Okay, because I heard that, and I heard some numbers and stuff, and I was just trying to confirm.
Please don't put those numbers out. I mean, that's
not true. That's why I say I heard some numbers. I ain't gonna say nothing about them, but I heard some numbers, and they was pretty stout, you know.
But you know what though, Big Drag. Now with that being said, say you heard some numbers, but them numbers can't be stout or true because Petey knocked his tires off, and Jimbo knocked the tires off. So they got some pretty stout numbers with knocking the tires off. Them some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if Jimbo's still on the line. Jimbo, you still with us?
Did Jimbo make it back yet?
Yeah, Jimbo back, man. He say he counting his money. I mean, he counting his money and reading the funnies. Reading the funnies and counting his money.
Well, he locked in around Beers, ain't he?
Yeah. He say Beers the next. That's what he said. Next stop, down on Beers' ass ego.
Oh, boy. I know this. He can't be knocking no tires off fooling with Beers.
I hope they got the zoo hooking them, baby. I think the zoo will be hooking.
I tell you what, yeah. them drag raiders was out working them slicks today.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the white boys had drag raiders on.
Oh, no shit.
Yep. They were working today, partner.
Yeah, I'm thinking about drag radios are hit and miss.
Yeah, that's what I think about them too. But I know they're more stable on top of the end.
Yeah, they definitely that now.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the top end.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go and close it on out, man. You got any last words, Drag?
I just wanted to let y'all know what I know. So now everybody knows.
Uh-oh, you were being pro stock. Jimbo!
Them pro stock Joe words.
Yeah. I thought that was Jimbo laughing. She said, man, he ain't talking to me.
All right, then. Y'all take it easy, man. I'll holler at you guys tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow evening. I got to call my old buddy,
right.
Mr. B. Joe, now. All right.
All right, Drake.
All right.